the Biskirah, what said over a Maisa from Shein the Rambam. He brings down as a Maisa. The Rambam once paid a visit to Yemen. He came to Yemen, he met a big Talmud Chacham over there, Chashav Rav. They had a discussion, a conversation in Torah, a conversation in learning. And the Rambam was very, very impressed with this Yid. Mamash came back very, very impressed with such a Yid. And he started a correspondence of letters one to the other. Now this, the Talmud Chacham from Yemen would write to the Rambam some shailas, the Rambam would answer him back with certain tshuvas, and it went on for many, many years. Till one time, the Rambam opened up the letter from this Yid from Yemen, and he sees the letter, and he reads the question, and he puts it down, and he said, any Yid that's got a munish lema is not shaykh to ask such a shaila. And he refused from now on to answer any shaylas from this Rav from Yemen. And this Rav didn't know what was going on, he kept on asking and asking, more shaylas. And so eventually the Rambam says, you know, we have a mention of kite, I'm sure we'll answer him back. So he writes back to this fellow in Yemen, this Talmud Chacham in Yemen, and he says, a few words, check out the Shaykhet. Maisa Shaya, Rambam writes back, check out the Shaykhet. The fellow gets it back, weird, what's going on? First time the Rambam writes back to me. So, you know, Chaka does it. Rambam says, he goes to check out the Shaykhet. They did a gun to Chakira until they found out that this Shaykhet was serving Mamish traders in the Venus to the Tzibor for over 13 years. And it came back to the Rambam and said, how do you know? He said, any Yid can't answer such a shayla. Can't answer such a shayla. Oh, but if a person was nichshal in Maichas Asuras, then it's shayla for a person that, however great he was, however choshev he was, to ask, to scoop down to that level of asking certain shaylas. It's brought down in the Chinuch. The Chinuch tells us that the field a person eats, his guf responds accordingly. The Hainu is the Chinuch. If a person eats the right foods, the Hainu, kosher, so Mimela, his goof also acts properly and will be healthy. Masha Engin is the Chinuch. If a person eats Dvarim that are not kosher, that are not in Gansan good, La Halacha, then his goof, that's the Chinuch says it. His goof will respond in a Mahala that it won't be so Gishmak for his goof. For example, the Rambam tells us that one of the reasons for Maichas Yisuras for eating trade food that Eden can't eat trade is Pashat Health. As we state in Rambam, it's Kiyadua that Rav Benel was chayted by Rav Chavitus on this Rambam. He said, what, you think the Torah is a list of nutritional and dieting advice? Doesn't make any sense. Of our proponent, it's been proven over the years, it's been proven this, that the Yidden was spared from many, many different machas and all different types of things that the Goyim Taka had. Because the Goyim were eating shkotz and ramosh and v'chulei. Of the Yidden world and the Mele, they were Taka saved from a lot of the things that went on over there. A fellow once came to Chassam Sofer, family came to Chassam Sofer the following shayla. They came to Chassam Sofer, they said, Rabbi, we have a Moedika shayla. Our child never has been diagnosed with a certain illness. That they say the only refuah for this illness is to go to this institution. This institution is the only hope that you've got that this child will do well and he'll recover from his illness. The only problem is that in this institution, they're serving trade. Nothing you can do about it. You can't be in kosher, that's the disease. He has to eat trade. Are we allowed the halacha? They asked the Chassam Sofer the kasha. Are they allowed the halacha to send their child to a zal mokum where they're going to be serving trade? And the Chassam Sofer thought about the shayla. And he said, and he passed in the halacha, it's mutter. He said, it's mutter. It's a shayla pekuach. Nefesh, whatever the matzav was, the Chassam Sofer passed in its mutter. Or the Chassam Sofer moed gazach. Or it won't help. Because the timtum halei that he's going to get from the Maichas Yisuras itself is terribly bad. The main is not going to help a chlal to send him to Zamokin. There's a meister brought down, they gave us a yayvitz. They gave us the yayvitz, brings down this meister. There were two, Yidden, Reuben and Shimon, that were traveling on a ship. All of a sudden, the big storms went on, they had to abandon the ship, had to go to the local port to see if they could find somewhere to eat. So they had to split up, and obviously it was the time of the Spanish Inquisition, it was opening down the yayvitz there. So they had to pretend they weren't Yidden. So each one went to his place in disguise that he was a goy. Reuben went to one place, Shimon went to another place. At the end of the stay, after a few days, when the ship said you can come back and we'll continue sailing after the storm, so they come back to the port over there, and Reuben, went, before he leaves the house, his host says to him, don't worry, I know that you're a Yid, so okay, I'm also a Yid. And therefore, you should know everything that you've been eating from the beginning you came until now is 100% kosher. Ah, oh, thank you so much, I can believe it, I thought I'm eating trade, Gavaldi. Shimon, on the other hand, didn't have such a wonderful experience, and the Maisa, he was eating trade. So they came back, they met in the port by the ship over there, they exchanged what happened, and Shimon was very upset. Reuben got a Gabalik Azak, he got to eat kosher. Me? I had to eat trade. What's the chat? So he went back to Israel, wherever he came from, and Israel tells him like this: were you ever not makbid on trefas and dvarim asurim, on maichas asuris? Yeah, normally I'm not fit, but you know, good holiday, this, that, and the other, a little bit more makel, it's got Hebrew writing on it, it's got Mitzkosha, whatever, something we can make up. So do have that chat. There's actually Bufush and Chudish Avim also, that the Yisoid is that if a person is makbid on what he eats, the Mimele, the Rebbeinu and puts it that whatever he will be 100% kosher. Masha'egin, if a person is not makbid akadikah, it's kind of that he's going to be makshal into a place where, or a mokim, into a situation where he's going to be eating trade. So Be'ez Hashem, over the next few weeks or however long it will take us, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to go through as much as we can from Hilchos Kashrus. We're going to try to go through La Halacha L'Maisa, which is Nageya to all of us, to the practical Halachas, Nageya to every kitchen, Nageya to all the different situations that may come up. We're going to start with the first few weeks on Hilchos Basta V'Cholov. We're going to continue, I'm not going in any particular order, maybe Hilchos Chala, Tzidus Kelim, Hagolas Kelim, Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, Cholostam, all the different Zachem, Be'ez Hashem, halachas of medicines, if they're kosher, not kosher, this Be'ez Hashem is Be'etzem, what we're going to be covering in no particular order. So we'll start with Basta V'Cholov. So, Kiyadua, anybody that knows Basta V'Cholov, you open up your Yerideh Simon Pei Zayin, Shulchan Aruch starts straight away. The Torah says, we know three times in the Torah that the Torah writes, Lo Yisavashal Gediva Chalei Dimoy. What's the Pshat? So the Gemara in Chulin has come with Roshas. Why? Dafkit says it three times. So one of the main reasons which states in Shulchan Aruch over here in Yerideh Pei Zayin is Echad Achila, Echad Abishal, Echad Ahano, Mimela. The Torah is coming to tell us that there's nafkaminas, obviously. The Torah is coming to tell us that number one, the issa of achila is a doraisa. Number two, the issa of the bishul is doraisa. And number three, that the issa to be nele is also going to be a doraisa. So those are the sodas of Basta V'Cholov. Why is it asa? Now we always say whenever we give a tam to the mitzvah, so is it our Pierre Goyim, you know, this Mila, Minchas Chenis versus Abakla as well, that we look for a tam of a mitzvah, of something of an issa. So Avada, that's not the essence of the mitzvah, right? Avada, the mitzvah's got hundreds and hundreds of timing. Of its kedayas of the Rambam and the Goyim says it also, to try to find a tam, it's a taste to a mitzvah to understand what's going on. So the Chinuch, the Chinuch of Mitzvah Tzadi Beis tells us a posha, the Zah, why is Basta V'Cholov? Also, it's a choy, no. There's certain things that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to mix. One of them is wool and linen. The other one is Basta V'Cholov. Simple. It's a choy. Zel. As we state in the Chinuch. The Rambam is a different mahal. Zuk the Rambam is a choy. And what it used to be, they used to do avoid the Zorah with Basta V'Cholov. It's Basta V'Cholov. It's Basta V'Cholov. It's actually used to take Basta V'Cholov. And with Oida avoid the Zorah with this Basta V'Cholov. And then it's Zuk the Rambam. As our Chaka. But Basta V'Cholov avoid the Zorah. Basta V'Cholov is also. As we state in the Rambam. Reason number three, the Ebenezer of the Torah says, it's cruelty, push-ups, not nice. So it's because we know there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, that you're not allowed to shet the mother and the child on the same day. So the Ebenezer said to go over here, Basta V'Cholov is push-up cruelty. So it's not nice, not a nice thing to do. Rabbeinu B'chaya, it's a different pshat, big chiddush. He wants a time of Kiyodua, and we know this already from many places, from Chazal, that milk, the etzem is done. Right, the dam that any woman has turns into milk. So milk is better than dam. So zugu meitzu ben b'chaya. Milk calls one its milk. It's milk. Or if you put it in together with meat, and it turns back into blood. There's an issa of eating dam as I state in the ben b'chaya. There's another reason as well of pizaya kabbalah that meat is din and cholov is rachamim. The made to mix meat din and rachamim zadam. It's also zayda. This is already of kabbalah. Don't even tell the olam what the zaya writes about people that are innocent of basa cholov. Mamish shemi rachim. It's unbelievable. We'll speak about it more by Yichus when we get to the halachos of waiting 6 hours and all the shailas of atmona after when a person has to wait after eating meat. That will get to a different time. But our kabbalah is a very very serious inyanim. So we'll start Be'ez Hashem with the three different Isurim that the Torah gave us, the Bishul, the Hanah, and the Achil. And we'll see these are Shayas on the gate all the time. These are Shayas that can come up every single day in a person's kitchen. It's good to know all these things, and I'm going to give a small Hagdama just to say, Nechamol, we're not going to go through every Shayla, it's Poshul, not Shayach. I would need 25 Shurim just to go through all this Simonim in Basta V'Cholov with all the Halacha and the Ma'aseh. Poshul, not Shayach. Oh, but the Gidl Olam, some kind of tav. Those that have learned it already, it's a shtickle chazara. For those that haven't learned it, they push it, want to know their way around the kitchen, you call up a rog with a shayla basa b'cholav, he starts telling you, if he can push it, he's Chinese. So if you know the terms, you know what's going on, so you know how to ask, you know what he's going to answer you, and the mail makes everything much, much easier. Bishul. So the issue of bishul is, the issue of bishul is, to mevashel basa and cholav tzaman is also a feel if you're not going to eat it, even if it doesn't belong to you. Ludugma, we'll speak about this. I have a fellow that wanted to work in the McDonald's restaurant. No, it's a shayla. Why? He wants to be vashal, basa b'chala. It's a shayla from Bishul. He wants to take a boiling hot burger, put the cheese on it. Okay, we're not going into the rice or not. We'll get into it in a moment. But our proponent, he wants to be vashal, basa b'chala. He's not going to eat anything. As our proponent, the mice is an issa to be mevashal. I feel if it doesn't belong to you, I feel you have no shayla to eat it b'chalal. I feel it counts as a tshuva in David Mishon, the Chibina Rav. So he writes over there in Chedek Aleph, he has a tshuva, there was a certain kind of chocolate or a cheese, or I think it was a margarine, eventually a butter. They wanted to find out if there's basa b'cholav inside it. The only way to find out that there was basa b'cholav inside it was to mevashel it, was to cook it up. So the shayla was, he allowed or not? He had to mevashel it. Normally, bishul basa b'cholav is better than basa. Well, maybe ketanah over here is a sopik. Of a kapolim, it's a shayla. So basically, he wanted a tiny bit tmuta. He had a kesef mishnah. The kesef mishnah writes that the ganze issa to be mevashel, it's only if a person is going to be eating it. Uncle Bonham, if you're not going to eat it, there's no shayla. Okay, there's a certain corner that they said over there. There are certain afkaminas that we're not going to go into. Amir al-Akam, Kiyadua de Be'alokha, Sosim and Shinzayim, that it's also to ask a goy to cook basa b'chol. You have someone who lives in the house, a goy, a cleaner, and you say to him, you know, make yourself a nice gishmak of basa b'chol sandwich. Bishul Doraisa, Zut de Be'alokha, Sosim and Shinzayim and Orichayim, it's awesome. You're not allowed to be Amir al-Akim of a goy. Just like Amir al-Akim on Shabbos is also, Amir al-Akim, Paschal Nechof Tzchaim, over there, is also Asa, Tzabi, Masa B'cholot. Now, we know Derech Bishul is Asa. As we state in Machab at the beginning of Simon Shpizayim, Derech Bishul Asa Toi. That means the only way that's going to be in Asa D'Oraisa is the normal way to cook. Derech Bishul, the Dugma. I'll give you an example. I got a letter from Kiryat Sefer. Now, this shayla could only come from Kiryat Sefer. And I got the letter, I have the letter I can show you. This is the letter that Mamash, this is classic Kiryat Sefer. They come with it, they sent me a letter as well. We have a shayla, Motzer Shabbos. Motzer Shabbos, we want to go and clean all the tablecloths. Now, we have a problem, because normal Shabbos Suda is going to be fly shit. The Shalashidus is milchi. The problem is to put the tablecloths in the oven, in the washing machine. This is the problem that they had. So I might just show you the letter that they sent me, right? So amongst many different shirubim that you could say, the first two of you come on to, it's not their official. So who cooks that way? That's not a normal way of cooking up. Even if you'll tell me that Amish inside it gets yatsu and edis boy, and it's Amish giving a vash, it's going to cock inside. And the mice, that's not their official. That's not the normal way to cook. Now, about this other shirubim, there's going to be soap inside there, there's going to be shishim inside there, there's tons and tons of different shirubim that we're not going into. Taka, I did spy one of the place came. When a chassid should place him for America, Chaya Levi, it's like a machmen. It's like holds it's a problem, it's to be machmen. Rock upon him, where he got placed him with Shammai Gross and Shem Tekahasi, and amongst others, a Michael, the halacha, there's no shayla b'chalal with a tablecloth and a near side, you don't have to come onto any of the two of them. It's not their official, the male of its mutter. Now we're saying their official. What means their official? So I've had in an oven, you have an electric oven. Electric oven, can you do from the Achiez and the Chazanish, whatever, that the element that goes inside the oven, the red piece that gets hot, is it an ash? It's got din of eish, and maybe somebody cooks in the oven, it's din of basa b'cholav d'oraisa. That's called bishul. Now we have to know, what's a d'oraisa, what's a d'rabbanan? Because if it's going to be d'oraisa, then it's going to be osa to be nana from it. If it's going to be d'rabbanan, it's going to be mosa to be nana. So an oven that's an electric oven with heat inside it, b'cholav shitas, is about a bishul d'oraisa. Somebody who cooks basa b'cholav in an oven, osa to be nana from it. And it's a d'oraisa. Masha Inkin, what about a microwave? I remember a fellow contacted me from a university in America, some weird place in the middle of America. I don't know how he got hold of me. He got hold of me like this. He said he got a major problem every single lunchtime. He has this problem. He goes from his room over there, what he's doing there, he goes from his room to the cafeteria. Now the cafeteria there, microwaves, ovens, and if you want to make your own lunch, you can make your own lunch. And he says often the guy in his place over there, his room and his muck and whatever it is, they say, oh, you're going to the cafe, do me a favor. Here's my sandwich, put it in the microwave. Put it in the microwave, come back, you know you're coming back anyway. You make it through warm, you see me go, he's got a major shayla. Is he allowed to put it into the microwave? Because he has no idea what's going on inside that sandwich. Actually, the guy made over here, lots of cheese and salami. He's no idea, by putting it in the microwave, that's the shayla. Is that bishul d'oraisa? Bishul d'rabbanan? That's gemilah, the gabi sofik. So the maaser of Shlomo Zalman held it was d'rabbanan.
Rishlam Zalman held a microwave be'etzim as a derabbanon. There's still heat. It's not called a deraisa. It's called a derabbanon. Ma'aser v'moisha and igus moisha to move the gazak. Moisha is giving the fears. He writes over there that enoch in nami. Nowadays people don't use a microwave. But you'll see it for moisha. The time will come that everybody's going to use a microwave for bishul. Let's talk a kahab. Rabbi Yashu Zatzal also fasting. That's mamish a shayla from deraisa. That means these are shayla shaylas all the time. And I come and listen to my phone. You see what goes on during the day. It's possible these are shaylas every day. You put by mistake in a microwave. You put something that's mamish in a fly sugar beni yomer kli, and you put milk and cheese omelet eat up for a few minutes. It gets out to the lettuce bone. It's a shayla from deraisa. Mamish a shayla from deraisa. Osalahano. That's by a microwave. What about a barbecue? What about a barbecue? So I remember once getting a phone call from a fellow who was in a business meeting. He's in a business meeting and they're making a barbecue for the oilers. He's not eating anything. Actually, he's got his little Hermanist meal. I don't know. He's standing over the barbecue. So he walks in over there and he sees over there they're making a barbecue. Mummy's boss of a holiday. They put on the burgers, the cheese, the whole mummy's mixture. Now he sees that these burgers are getting burnt. So he wants to know. Oh, the toilet's on the oilers. I'm not eating anything. There's a bunch of goyim over there. He wants to flip the burgers. Mutu asked him. Is barbecuing a shayla from the Raisa or the Rabbanon? So tremendous, tremendous machlokes are poskim. Mamish ad kidei kach, the Chavos Das, the Pitoya, the Yehuda, the Ochre Shulchan, they say it's only the Rabbanon. Roy poskim hold it so Raisa, the Pichodesh, the Eger, the Chaz Yaakov, the Yaivis, the Kreiskim, the Pimigodim, the Goyim, the Chafazodim, the Sagdolim, the Nishchai, the Yehuda, they will hold it so Raisa. Barbecue is a shayla from the Raisa. The same shayla will be by frying. When you fry, for example, I remember a fellow calls me up. He tells me about his cheese omelette that he's making. And he was trying to persuade me, based on the amount of work it took him to make this cheese omelette, that I have to save water. Mamish, you can imagine the ganzer. He was telling me the onions and the tomatoes, the ganzer mice over there. The cheese in a fleishig ben yoy moy fleishig a pot. The shishim is cheese. Mamish is a shayla from the reisa. Frying the free roy poskim is a shayla from the reisa. So this egg that this fellow made with cheese in a fleishig ben yoy moy frying pan, isn't it a deraisa? No, can done. We can say it. Nachum Hester can be bekel. Avada Nachum Hester. Over in a regular case, the chatchila, you got to be machmir. That's frying is a shayla from deraisa. Memela. What's enough giving it deraisa? Nachum, push it. Asa bahano. Asa bahano means we'll speak about what we would have to do. We basa b'chol bahano. So those are the shaylas over there. Kovish. Kovish is pickling. We'll get into the exact details of what kovish is and the nakaminas, but we passed in that kovish to mabushes, mabushes, gemara, kama, mekaymes, tani durabonim. So whatever the shaylas of kovish are that will speak out, they're only going to be durabonim. So issa number one, bishul. Issa number two, achila. So the issa d'oraisa of being eating bosa and cholos is only when they're cooked together. If they're not cooked together, there is no issa d'oraisa. The hangings, to take meat, cold, cheese, cold, meet them together, there's no be'etzem issa d'oraisa. But if it's durabonim, but d'oraisa, it will not be asa. What about hanor? What about hanor from bosa b'cholos? So the maaser again, the only time that hanor is asa from bosa b'cholos is if there was an issa d'oraisa. If it was cooked derech bishul with bosa behema. If that's the case, then it's an osad issa d'oraisa because it's mamish bosa b'cholos min ha'toyim. Mashenkin, if it be a durabonim, the dugma, if it would be oif, if it would be chicken, or for example, if there would be a shayla from kavush, shayla from pickling, so then it would also be a drabbana, you're allowed to be nana. Right? Let's take a simple case, this happens all the time. You dip in, someone's making a chicken soup, small amount, and they dip in a big milk ladle. There's no shishim kinegdoi. If the ladle's ben yoimai, it's all over. That's a shayla from the reisa. Special, no shishim, everything's ben yoimai. It's out. That's a shayla reisa. The man you're also to have hanot. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? So, mice in the post can state, you're meant to bury it. You meant it's shayla for burning it already, it's a whole shayla. But burying it for sure is good, which Abad is my name, you say you put it down the toilet, and that's it. Now, the Maisa, what about giving it to a goy? So give it to Abad is also. I remember once a fellow said to me, he wants to check if it's lo sechonim or not lo sechonim. I said, what lo sechonim over here? Abad is not lo sechonim to give it to a cleaner. Oh, but have her not? He said, how awesome. You want to make the egg, you want to give it to your cleaner? It's Abad also to be nana from it. It's Mamashi Issa. Mamashi Issa. Adke de kach, zook the tals and sadi dalas. What about to give it to an animal that doesn't belong to you? So, you go to the street, never you have a Rachmanis on a cat, Rachmanis will go mice, and the mice, you want to give it to the cat, Mutra also, took the tata, Padavit also, you get a hanor from it. So, what hanor are you getting? Bring a motorcar ride. Anybody that ever took their kids to the zoo, bosh it. What happens over there? You go to the monkey cage, stays over there with foolish, also to feed the monkeys. What's everybody doing? Everybody's feeding the monkeys. What's the chat? I don't belong to you. There it is, you get a hanor. Took the tata, foolish, stop from the tata. Tan says to feed an animal that doesn't belong to his avada going to be awesome. I tell you, I was once walking home with Moshe Stern in the days when he used to walk home with Moshe Stern after Mincha to his house. So I once had this interesting thing with him. I said to him, am I allowed to put it into the garbage can? It's the bin. Here in Eretz Yisrael, most places in Eretz Yisrael, which life for sure, you put it into the bin, it's almost a psikiatria that a cat's going to come and eat it. So Esher, it's milkalal in the taz of Asadana. Rabbi said, I'm not exaggerating. He took me, pushed me away. He says to me, I wish you better hanos in the world than that. What did he tell me? That's a vader mutter. There's no shayla with anything over there. What is the shayla? It's a vader around Pesach time. You have to be makpid. If you've got basa v'cholov over there, so people that are going to be obviously doing their chometz, you have to be careful what's in the bins over there, because the shayla v'mvashel basa v'cholov. I'll go upon him. Let me get invited. Going to a chef school. I had a fellow that wanted to go to a chef school one time. Now, he wanted to learn by, there's a whole longness, how to learn by McDonald's. So my shayla is a yid. I have to tell you, it's a yid. Whatever. He wanted to learn that there's a gun to longness with that, right? There's a whole longness where to put the cheese on a certain angle so it drips down. It's mamish longness. There's a lot of thought that goes into these things. Right? The dogma, just telling you, it's mamish longness. But you have to know, McDonald's, they have a red and yellow. What's the pshat red? They never thought, what's the pshat red? Why did they pick red? Push it. It's a type of colour that attracts you, but after a while you push it, your brain can't take it anymore, and you get out of there quickly. That's the whole you serve. It's a fast food place. The same thing, by the way, amazing. The benches that you sit on over there, Hashem, nobody knows, but the benches are slightly on a curve up, which when you're sitting on, you're not so comfortable. It's Canada on Mahoma Halo. There's a lot of advertising that goes on. This guy wanted to go to a chef school to get a halo from the knowledge of cooking master of halo. It's mamash shayla. So it depends if it's a trefa or it's a levela. Kiyotua is a tremendous nafkamina if we're dealing with a trefa animal or a nevela. Right? For example, a trefa animal, there's no issa be'esem. I have a no from a tenail. From a tome animal, there's no problem whatsoever. But she'ink in the nevela, and nevela is a machlokes v'shayim. So it depends what's going on over there. In McDonald's, if they're using bosa behema, that's a nevela, so the shayla to be nana over there. Another example, a waiter once called me from here in Eretz Yisrael. He was working in a place in Tel Aviv in a hotel. And they unfortunately on the menu had a special 1 week. What was the special? Basar param bushal b'chalav. Maisa shahoya. He wants to know, is he allowed to serve it? I'm not going to eat it. I'm the waiter. I'm probably going to take it from the kitchen, bring it over there, I'll serve it. Is that called a hanok? So there's a Dabi Chuba that deals with this. The Dabi Chuba taki goes with this mahalach, and he wants to pay it. Goy cooks it. So then there's no issa. Since the whole Yisrael, he brings that to the Kesef Mishnah, he said from the beginning of the Mishorim, since the Gans Yisrael, Shem, you'll come to eat it, and if a goy cooked it, there's no chashash, maybe he'll come to eat it. Now, if maybe he's cooked it, it could be different. So that's a different shayla. Now I'm a biter. Smelling basa b'cholov, the pitoya, the rachayim b'cholov, the takas machme, for a person to smell basa b'cholov. You walk past the restaurant, gishmak, right? You know this is talked about by Kavli Chomets, come up a premise in the Mishavu and Hilchos Pesach. The mice, the person come a meikel, a vav you're allowed to smell, and if I know from basa b'cholov. Then we're going back to kovash. So we mentioned about kovash. Kovash is only drabonah. There's come up a couple of different shayas that come up, they got the kovash. For example, often in the fridge, milk spills. Now, you open up the fridge and you find over there you've got your pepper or you've got your tomatoes sitting in a puddle of milk. So, there's nothing straight over there. But to know, if you've been sitting there for 24 hours, so it's got a din of kovash. Kovash is kumavush, or as they state the Gemara, start the mind above. Mimena kovash kumavush is ki ilus mavushan in that mokim, it'll be a durabonon, and therefore it's a problem. Who I did? If you leave soup, for example, chicken soup, if you put chicken soup in a parava container or a parava plate, you put it into the fridge and it's there for over 24 hours, so this plate is now a fly sugar plate. It's a fly sugar plate. You cook in there, we shall from the rabbanim, it's only chicken, but upon him, kovash kumavoshul is 24 exact hours. The only exception to this is what the Prima Godin tells us in the beginning of Simon Kopeh, Mishpul Zosikov Nala, is if it's frozen. If, for example, you take the chicken soup and put it into a container, or a dugma, very shkia, you make milkiga ice cream, you put it into a container, stick it into the ice cream. Took the Prima Godin over there, compared to Mishpul Zosikov Nala, there's no problem, because there's no kovash. Kovash is after the pshat of the Prima Godin when it moves. If it's frozen, there's no shayla. So cold man, it became frozen within 24 hours, there's not going to be a shayla over there. Okay, Shemirachim. Now we're going back to Tam Ki'ika, right? It's familiar the Olam with some of the different shaylas. I've even touched upon what I wanted to get to. Let's start like this. Tam Ki'ika. So this is one of the most basic fundamental things you have to know in your day is, and it's across the board, we have to discuss this Gabi Hagolas Kalim, we'll discuss this in many, many different shaylas. Tam Ki'ika is the Machlukas Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, whether or not Tam Ki'ika is Doraisa the Rabbana. La Halacha with Paskin. Tam Ki'ika Doraisa. Which means, Poshet Shah La Halacha La Maisa. If a person takes fleishi, Beni Yoimoi pan and puts milk into that. If there's no shishim, which we're not talking about shishim right now, we'll get to shishim in a moment, it's 100%, that's called an Issa Doraita. Tam ki ikka means the tam inside the kedera is going to be poured inside the food, and tam ki ikka, that's how you pass. And I always had a kasha with this stamazoi. Why is this there official? When was the last time you knew a chef that if he wanted to put some milk flavoring into his meat, he's going to stick in the Ben Yerim and his food? Ich weiß nicht. Aber as I said, the Chazal, the Maisa Tam Ki Ikka is Min HaTorah. Ben Yerim and any Ben Yerim, some people get confused and they think that a Ben Yerim is the pshat if I use this spoon in the last 24 hours, even for Paris. So Vada Nishra says, Ben Yerim is the pshat that either I use it for hot, boiling hot, yaksa lettuce boat, fleishik, or milchik in the last 24 hours. Using it for parv, again, it's a machlik, as we show him over there, we're not going into the sugya, la halacha, as long as you haven't used it for fleish or milchik in the last 24 hours, that's going to be called an eino ben yoimai. So again, posh it, right? And again, people do this all the time. There are people that make, I can tell you, maises and maises, I can go on with maises and maises, of people that make chicken soup in a milchik a pan. Happens all the time. If it's a ben yoimai, it's a problem. To shayla from Doraisa. Now, shishim is a big shayla. The shach is going to go to Arichas if it's shayla, say shishim inside the Gedera, connected to the walls of the Gedera. So you have to read that this man of Chazal, the pots were very, very thick. It was come up, Esha, to ever have to be Jemesias. Nowadays, they make a mathematical equation. They make the maths beautiful, and it's shayla. For a person to have, you've got a very thin pot, and it's a big one, it's very shayla to have shishim inside the pot, connected to the walls of the pot. La halacha, it's very, very shver to mishar such a thing. We'll get to be mishar shishim in a moment. But of the problem, there are poskim that even want to be making more than that. They want to tell you that our pots are so much better than chazal because they're not b'leia b'chal. And it's either etched that's the metzias and physics that nothing is b'leia into the actual kedera itself. If you take a microscope and look into the walls of the pot, you cannot see anything b'chal. La halacha, rather we can't be making that way. There's man, we've got a statement of chazal that in those days they didn't know what went on. Really has to be machmas. It's zicha by our days. As well, there's no tzir over there to be makel. Nat barnat. Let's go into the sugya of that barnat ashtikel. So the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph tells us for the sugya of dogim she'olav bekaya, the halacha which we're not going into all the lomdas, a poshet a shayla. This is a shayla called yoy. You make a dog of parrot, you make rice, you make pasta, you make potatoes in a fleishik or in a milchik pan. Can I take those potatoes, rice or whatever, and put it with the opposite? I make it with baguette, I put it in a milvik, and I do it in a fleishik. Right, there's a mice in mummish all the time. And we'll see, Bezer Shevet, it's nafkamina also the gabi ovens. If I make something parv in an oven, it's fleishik, am I allowed to mix it afterwards with cheese, b'cholim? These are the main shayla. So the mice, roiv rishenim, roiv rishenim, toses the ram, read the ritzvah, the mozcha, the rambam, b'cholim. All of them are makel. That nat bar nat is muta. Why, we'll speak at it in a moment. There's a Shittas Rashi, but really Shittas Rashi, it's Rashi that people revolve, whatever, the Maisa that's Machmir. The Ramah is paskening Lahachmik and Shittas Rashi. Roy Rishonim, and this is the Psak of Shulchan Aruch, Nat Bar Nat is Mota. The Ramah is Choshe v'Shittas Rashi. What does that mean? It means like this. It means according to the Mechaber, if you cook a dog of parrot in a fleishik, Ben Yoimoi pot, you can mix it with cheese. Alright, we'll speak at the moment. Nat Bar Nat, Nat Bar Nat is Mota. Masha Enke, the feeder Ramah, Krishna's out. Lechatchila, you're not allowed. You can't take this parvet rice, potatoes, pasta that were cooked in a fleishik pot and mix it with cheese. Of a bidiyeved, it's mutter. Now that's a big shayla. Because this was cooked in a Ben Yoimai, fleishik pot. Right? Mamish, 20 minutes ago, I cleaned it out from its meat. Now I put pasta in it. Mamish, fleishik Ben Yoimai. Why bidiyeved all of a sudden when I mix it with cheese? Is it mutter? What happened to the Basuka Chorub? So there's three mahalchim, there's two mahalchim in the Rishonim. Why is that by not water? Tosfos and Zvachan Tzadivov tells us the Yisoid that the power of the Zah that's inside gets a very tam kolish. It gets a very weak tam from the Kedera that's surrounding it. Mimela, as it goes by, it gets even worse. But let's see the Tosfos. The Ramban is a different mahalak. He says, no, the tam that it gets from the Kedera Basa, that's going to be good. Over the tam that goes right into the next food that it touches, then an Achanami, that's going to attack and be weak. Zub the Yad Yehuda Yisoid Godl. That nat bar nat is muta, why? Because it goes into a kli and then back out again. Which is going to be a tremendous nafkamina. What happens if nat bar nat by oichel? What happens if a food touches a food? What happens if a potato touches a piece of meat and then that potato touches a piece of cheese? So that's nat bar nat, but it's an oichel. So Yad Yehuda learns that the issue of nat bar nat by remekel is because it goes in the kedera and then it comes out, so it's nechlash machmas the kedera. So let's go. Simple. Halacha lemaisa. Poshup shat. If a person cooks a parva za in a fleishik ben yoimoy kedera lechatchila. It must not be put with the opposite type. Bidi eved, if it was 100% mutter to eat. Mashengin, if it's an eino ben yoimoy kedera, if the kedera for a fleishik was eino ben yoimoy lechatchila, you are allowed to mix it with cheese. If you have rice that was cooked in an eino ben yoimoy fleishik pan, you can take it out. You can mix it with cheese. The only thing you can't do, zuk de ramo. Hey, see, base is al daskin. You can't be daska cook this rice in the fleisha again, and then you know, today that I know I'm going to eat it with cheese. That's going to be enough community gabi ovens, which we'll speak about Beis Hashem next time. The gabi, what's the halacha with steam, what's the halacha with zay in an oven, that we'll get to. Now, that's the regular situation. What about nat by nat b'shas bishul? So here we have a chitshuva that brings the machlokes and the chavos das, and when you're frying, whether or not, there is such a thing called nat by nat b'shas bishul. What's the nafkamina? So nafkamina, as we said, is normally the pshat poshet. This meat went into the kedera. The kedera goes into the rice. And then the rice goes back into the melting. So that's already like two steps far. Masha'engin zog the chavastas. There's no such thing as nat bar nat b'shas bishul. B'shas bishul is the pshat happening all at the same time. Zog the chavastas. They aren't the heter of nat bar nat when it happens one after the other. But if it happens together, there's no heter, right? We've been referring to this chodik on him. La halacha with machmal at the chavastas. I'm going to give you three nafkaminis la halacha. Three nafkaminis. One is to chavastas. He brings this nafkamin that is true in the beginning of Simsali Hei. La halacha himself. Number one, if for example, this is meisim b'chol yoy, you cook a dog of parav inside the pot, and it's a fleishik pot. Let's see if it's not part fleishik, my nafkamina. And a keeper from the opposite type, from milky, whatever, comes on the outside of the gedera. So halacha we have to speak about with the atma over there in the end of Sali Beis, that if a keeper should not be b'chot, gan to shayla. So there we can tie, snap or not. It goes, the milk goes into the gedera. The gedera goes eventually in to the food that's inside. So not barnat, so then that's not that barnat. That's not that barnat because it's all b'shar special. Now, community number two. If you make a baby bottle, right, you have got a milk inside a bottle, you put it into a parva container of water aloh. Does the parva container remain parva or not? If you learn that's not barnat, father will. But it's not barnat b'shar special. It's all happening at the same time. Your gedera is now melting. And the third nafkamina, which is even more negaya, is the famous shayla with the bereka or the chala that people heat up on Shabbos Kodesh on top of the chunt. Many people do this. They put the chala, or the brekas or whatever it is, the shabbos, they put on top of the chunt. So again, we have a shayla over here of many other shaylas as well. It's a shayla of nabarnat. The shayla of nabarnat b'shas bishul, because it's all going up b'shas meisa, the meila the tida chavos das. It's a big shayla. You've not got nabarnat. That's a tarmishin. The meila runs over that tzal takush the paskin. This challah you have to wait 6 hours because it's mamish. It's a tam mamish of the flesh that comes in from the chunk. B'chayin kineski v'scholik on him. Then we'll speak about the halacha that gabbi 6 hours. When to wait 6 hours? When not to wait 6 hours? We'll speak about the fight in harnof between meila and moshish tomach. What happened by the challah inside the oven with the flesh? That we'll speak about the halacha of waiting 6 hours. But I'll upon him. Not manat b'shas bishul. Come again, baita. Storing zaken in containers. So the maisa of kideig is a music of the air. So from kideig, if you take, for example, a parva, a liquid, and you put it into a fleishik container, it will never become osa, will never become fleishik. Posha the svara. Kovash takes how long? 24 hours. At the end of 24 hours, what happens? It's no longer ben yoimer. It's no longer ben yoimer. It's in midah. There's no shalom. Not by nat. So not normal. If I want to take my cucumber salad and I want to put it into a container that I normally put fleishik chicken soup, and I just took it out 1.5 minutes ago. I emptied it from the chicken soup and now I'm putting in my salad. So answer my salad now can become what? And now by now, maybe kideira. Kovash kumahushal. So from kideira now. Because the maize takes 24 hours bidiyuk for it to become kovash kumahushal. 23 hours and 55 minutes. So again, something to realize over there. And again, the shaylas have not been at b'shas achila. We haven't got time to be married because I'm already terribly behind. Another interesting case. Also, all the time this happens when you're cooking a parav azah in a ben yoimoy fleishig kedera, and you put in a milchig spoon. So you've got a kedera of fleishig, you've got a milchig spoon going inside, and in the middle you've got parav food. What's the halacha? So it's a classic case of nat bar nat. You haven't got shishim. The machaba holds it's muta. The ramah holds you can't eat it. Mamash nat bar nat. You're not allowed to eat it. Oh, but if one of them are aimed at ben yoimoy, if either the kedera that's holding the parvazah, or the spoon that's going inside, is an aimed at ben yoimoy, or the shishim, which normally will be, then it's going to be muta. Oh, but the ramah, the minig is to eat the food like the din of the Ben Yoimai and the after the Ein Ben Yoimai. The reason that we're not going into. If both of them are Ein Ben Yoimai, you have an Ein Ben Yoimai place you can pack, cooking, parrot, and you stick in an Ein Ben Yoimai milk like a knife, there is no shayla b'chlal, everything is mutter without any shayla whatsoever. Then we're going back to dipping in spoons. What's the halacha if you dip in the wrong spoon to the wrong food? So the first thing I brought to the Shulchan Aruch, you need shishim. So what's shishim? What's shishim? So normally shishim means like this. Be'etzem bismana gemor, bismana Shulchan Aruch be'etzem, they paskin. All you need when something happens in the kitchen is ti'imas kseila. Ti'imas kseila is the pshat. You go call over the local chef and you say to him, taste this food. Can you taste the apples? No, taste like shit, very good. That's it. He has to be a professional chef. He has to be Mr. F.B. Tumor. Ludugma, I spoke to a fellow recently, so he said to me he was once being makshir, giving a hatch on tuna canned fish, in a factory in Mexico. So he was told to be by the factory at 4:30 in the morning. He got there 20 minutes late. All the fish were already skinned already, and their bones were taken out, and they're already getting on the next process. So he had a major problem over here, right? So maybe, I don't know if we're going to get to fish, oh, but it's a big shell, you push it, got to see the fins and scales to be matter it. So what he did was, the murder goes out, he went around and spoke to all the Goyish people over there, these are big behemoth fish, and he asked them to see us, let's see, too, boy, which type of fish do you use? And the Meister, they were Makel. The Meister, they were Makel. About the Meister, Shulchan Aruch paskins that Timus Kfela works. Oh, but we don't do it nowadays, we don't do such a thing, we're in on a bikim, we don't have chefs that can be marriages such a time. What we do have is shishim. So shishim nowadays are the same thing that a professional chef used to be. The hainu, there's no time anymore. That's exactly what shishim does. The ma'aseh that's already passed, there is a kapach haim that says there is some spad, the ma'aseh spad, the ma'afidah, the ma'chavah passed that way, the spad themselves are going to be machmer over here. Oh, but the kapach haim says that there is some kind of spad that are meikol. Mimela, find that spad, the shayid, who's meikol, get him to ask a goy. Tim is going by him as mutter, and then when the guy tells him there's no time, let the guy taste it. When he tastes it, Tim is just sure he can be made. That's the kapach haim. Now, something's bottled with shishim. Are you allowed to be machmir? You know, how many times do I get a shayla? I say it's mutter. But would you eat this? That's like, you know, would you have this? Or you start making out, we said this last time, 2 times ago, right? The Chavina Rob's minik, that he used to, every time he used to climb, he used to say something was mutter, he actually used to taste it. So people are very busy, you know, you're making. The Meister, would you have such a thing? Would you eat this in your house? That's what they often normally ask. So the Meister, are you allowed to be machm or not? This is a Ramon, Yeridais, and Mishinta Zayn, Zayn. And there are mosses over there that a behemoth that was paskin misvoro to be kosher, a bal nefesh, could be machmeh. So this Reshuba doesn't have to be machmeh. If he wants to be machmeh, he can be machmeh. As those states over there. Over many achoinim, many gedolim achoinik on this, Tos Oshom, so is the Milchad or Chashulchan Barichas, that it's a shine of apikosis. You go to a rock and he tells you that it's kosher, you have to eat it. Faket is the Bnei Toschen in other minor base. See, he brings over there the faket is a mitzvah for a person to eat something that the Rav Paskin is going to be kosher. Sofik shishim. How many times does this happen? You're not sure. And you quote the Rav, and the Rav says to you, is this shishim? That's this. What do I know about shishim? I'm not a mathematician. I let it go. Lay it there. Is it shishim or not? So normally we'll say, no, shikin su. So we go burn the kula. Look the shulchan aruch, vatanish. We don't say Sofik Drabon Lukula. There's no cloud of Sofik Drabon Lukula over here. Why? Zub the Malcha never deserved the Sofik Shaita. You don't know the difference. You go to someone that does. As I said, you go to a market, Eshel Abar, because you don't figure out that maybe we can say Sofik Drabon Lukula about the Mish. We don't say every single din in Basel Machal about Finis Drabon Sofik Drabon Lukula, because you could go to somebody else. And let's go back to our spoon case. I need to get to the onion. Let's go back to the spoon case. Right, again, classical, normal case in Sadidalan over there, by Hilchus dipping in a cup. You dip in the wrong cup to the wrong spoon, to the wrong kadeya, so you dip in a ladle, or this, that, and the other, whatever it may be. So, lalocha poshut, if you have shishim, everything is mutter, except the ladle. If the ladle is ene ben yoimer, so rather, everything is mutter, lochamot, except the ladle, which you have to kasha, or speak about Agolas Kalim at a different time. If it's even if the cleavishin is shaloya la ish, right, all people make this mistake, they think it's not for dinner of a klivishin anymore, right? We know some Aruchayim, Mishin Yitches, that Abbas got dinner of a klivishin, calls man, etc., that is boy. What about a klisheni? What about you take a coffee, and you mix it with, hey, fly sugar spoon, Bachel called me one time, he said, you're making the Rosh Hashiva a coffee, and he wants to know, that Rosh Hashiva is very makbit. He made him by mistake a coffee boiling hot like Rosh Hashiva likes it with a Fleischiger spoon. Of course, does he have to tell the Rosh Hashiva or not? Right, Hashem? Lemaita klisheni de machmir. A klisheni we're paskin in Kolzman is that's a lettuce. But we've got that by Shabbos, we know Tosfos and Shabbos tells us that klisheni in Vashel, that's an ill special. Or by Belias, about the klisheni has Kolzman is that's a lettuce, kach omele agregu mejushlamu klita, that a vada we're machmir by a coffee in the klisheni, if it's that's a lettuce boy, you mix it with a spoon, if it's a benyomic spoon, it's going to be awesome. If there's no shishin, if it's any benyomic spoon, there's nothing to talk about over there. Now, also, very shkeg shayla, is it has some of the kids are busy in the kitchen, they take out some Fleischiger spoon, and they dip in the yogurt, they start eating the yogurt with the Fleischiger spoon, so he calls up the Rav, what does the Rav tell him? Wash it off, stay the gobble. Stay the gobble, nothing happened, it's cold, my very, very mackbit. Don't wash it with hot water, it's the first mistake everybody makes. If they put it straight under the tap, boiling hot water, machaya. It's another big problem. We pass in the feed really macaroni, really good, don't you skin. That our taps, our sinks, is eerie miklivishin. Eerie miklivishin, we have rice and toasters all over the place. Eerie miklivishin in the bashik and the klipa. What you've just done is you push the yogurt into the spoon. The child did nothing, prepared. You tried the kashrut, you did everything wrong. The mice if you map it, wash it off with cold water first. Want to do hot water afterwards? The cholof covers, you can do that. Everybody say, you don't mind? A few more minutes. Dover choris. This is mamashit. Dover choris is the whole reason I wrote the book. It's posh for this halacha of a dover choris. The most dangerous food in a person's kitchen is the onion. The most dangerous food. What's the pshat? So we have a klal, not banat, we've spoken about it just now, not banat generally, we have kulis, this stuff, the other time, kulis, b'cholit. When it comes all of a sudden to a double chorit, it's unbelievable the chomers. The chomers that we say by double chorit, we just don't find anywhere else. What are these chomers? So let's start. Chomer number one, there's a gemara in chulin that cooked you the olive from a base. Zug the gemara in chulin, you have a tznoim, a radish, that was cut with a fleischiger knife. Zug the gemara, you can't eat it with milchik. Fetch the Gemara, fetch all the Rishonim. Nah, Barnat. What's the problem? So Rashi, no, Tam Rishon. This snail is mekabel from the spoon on the knife, a Tam Rishon, not an Barnat. Chomer number one. Chomer number two. Gemara never deserved that lemon ham and bait. Look the Gemara never deserved them a foolish. You cut a snail with a milk and a knife. So the Meister, is Einu Ben Yomer. The Gemara over there is talking about an Einu Ben Yomer. Einu Ben Yomer, Priya, do what we know, is a Radin problem. The Tam inside of Einu Ben Yomer hasn't got the koyak to ask for anything. The taste inside the Tam inside is already problem. Zor, the Gemara over there, Zor, when it comes over here to a double Chorev, so normally Einu Ben Yomer means problem. When it comes to Chorev, Chorev is Makle Lishvach. It makes it Gishmak, it makes it much better, and Mimela, the Firoim Rishainim. The Shitas HaRashmi, Ki De'ege talks about it, the Pimigon, the Chashol, and the Panimiris. This is a Doraisa. You take this onion, cook it with milk, it's sort of Chumra. You shine it on Doraisa, but it's a Chumra. They hold it as Machl, the Shvach, Mamish, Minatoy, the Firoi, Vishayna, and Achoyinim. And Chumra number three is the Gemara in Chulin, the Chet. That talks about the Heilige Beis HaShchit over there, where it talks about the Beis HaShchit, the Beis HaShchit, the Gemara. We know normally what causes something to make bliyas is if it's hot for 24 hours of a heat you need. Of a zuk the gemara over here by double chorev, we have a chiddush that duch the sakina can be the same idea, the same adrega as heat. So mameila, someone that normally requires heat by chorev doesn't require heat by chlav. Now the meister, what's the pshat over here? So the Mishkanes Yagav explains a beautiful pshat to understand what's going on when you cut an onion with a knife. Machle the shvach, what's the pshat? So the Mishkanes Yagav, she says like this: zuk the Mishkanes Yagav that it's not the pshat. That it takes the tar inside the knife and it's machmir l'shvach, it makes it good. Snishtazon. The pshat is that it's mochi the tar out and the sweetness of the chorev is machmir that tar that it took out to be l'shvach. Aber l'oyum the tar, he says, remains pogum. My nafkamina, big nafkamina, zup the shach mufush and sanibov. What's the din of the knife? No. Poshim pshat. Knife. Onion. Onion is now what? No longer an onion, the onion is now a piece of meat. What about the knife? This knife I haven't used for the last 24 years. 24 years ago, I used this knife to cut up one steak. This onion is now a piece of flesh. What's the look of the knife? So our Peter's mission is out. It's beautiful. This best upside in the shaft. The knife remains an Einu Ben Yomer. The knife doesn't become a Ben Yomer because you cut an onion. The knife is La'olam an Einu Ben Yomer. Oh, but the time that came out into the onion, oh, that's nice. That's much of the shvach. The meida, that's going to be the problem. How much becomes also of the onion? My focus was showing him. Shitas HaRosh is a klipa. Shitas HaRavid is an atila, as they pass in the Ra, the Smad, the Chaim, the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch. the Ramah paskins like the Rashba, the Gansa Anyan, the Tchilvatsoi, as they pass the Pimigon, the Chavatas, the Chashukim, the Chachmosodim, and as they pass the Halach and Ramah, that's the minute. We machmil the Chatzchila that the Gansa Anyan is now a shtick of Bosa Mamash. So that again, the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, and the Svadim go with this, that only if the Anayim is a Ben Yoimoy from Fleishik or Milchik, then it makes the Anyan a Bayah. We paskin according to the Ramah, we paskin that a feeder of this knife was never used in the last 24 hours, many years before, the onion, the ganza onion, the chatchila, has a din of flesh, and the mela is going to be asa. Fair the shach, what happened to Timus Yisrael? So Timus Yisrael, the shachas we don't do. Rather, by the way, if you do it with the other, it works. If you taste the onion, and I guarantee you, you will never taste any meat in that onion, the mela with the other, the shach holds that Timus Yisrael works. Now, what's considered to be double chorif? So the Maaseh, the Gemara tells us, dealing the Gemara is Kochel Chiltis. As I state the Gemara in the Zohar Lamates. Kochel Chiltis is something that Rashi learns, burns the inside of an animal. Ad Kedekah. What about what we have nowadays? What's considered to be double chorif? So without going through all the sheets of La Halacha, let me just give you a small list of what's considered chorif. Onion, garlic, radishes, leeks, pickles, limes, olives, grape juice, cooking apples, all these things. The Dagatrubis is Mufurish. We can ask the Bekin. We can ask the big experts what is considered to be chorif nowadays. I'll tell you a secret. I don't know if I should say this for rabbis, especially it's on tape. Of a koponim, I have to say this. Our Shishiva of Scheinberg Zatzal used to say that the onions nowadays, not really double chorif. So the onions in Poland, those were onions. Those were double chorif. Onions nowadays, doesn't know if Ramashiva is considered to be a double chorif. Our koponim, we have a big tzirif over here. Now these are big shaitas, right? Anyway, shaitas from double chorif, he can't just pass him by himself, based on any of his photos. You have to know la'aloch, you have to ask for that's a double posh. So again, the chatzchila, we pass in the ganza onion, I feel if it's an enoi, then yoyim, it's double based man, it holds with the energy, you can be medical, I'll go upon it. Now this is a big shaitas, or Hashulchan spells this out. Often when I get a shaitas of double chorif, the first question I'll ask is over Hashulchan. What's the shaitas? Posh it's over Hashulchan, and move to Gazar. How many times do you have a milky ganai that's never milky? So I'm already asking, and they come with a whole shayla, because the milk and knife went into the premise, 15 different steps of the shayla. Step number one, was this knife ever used for hot milk? No. So it's not milk, no shayla. What do you mean? But it's milk, it's blue. It says dairy on it. What's it? No, it has to be used for milk. The Ochel Shulchan, the Akechuvah is very busy with this. Now, flesh it normally you have. Of a milk and means it was once used for hot cheese, yadse lettuce, boy. If it was never used, that, it's called a paravanite, you save the whole thing. Right? Now number three, also the Ramah said in Simon Sanihei that if you have a double chorif that's already moved into Mubusha, it's already cooked into a tub, for example, you have a kegel. Every time you cut a kegel, it's a shayla double chorif because there's onions inside the chenish, because the onions inside have already been cooked, they've already been inside the tashel, and it's the seder. Duch to the sakina, so you have to have a knife. Vadanish, you can have blenders, you can have choppers, you can have peelers, even a fork. I want to have a hot I don't know, someone was telling me the fork is not a badu shayla of tuta sakina, it's the seder gomel, ludugma, right? Bereshke shayla. You have a pickle jar. So you take a milk, a fleisha, a knife, whatever it is, and you stick it into the jar. Now, you try to get your pickle up, right? Doesn't go. Flies down, one more clear. Try to hold on. You get a different one. What happened to the first one? The first one you didn't have. You just poked with your fork, which I call four little knives. You put them into this pickle, your pickle is now flashing, and you go on to the next pickle and use that one. What happened to that one? Now you can eat with the cheese tomorrow morning. So be quick, Shaila. A fault of the Dakichuva cloth is going to din of a double chorif. The men have to be, we've spoken about this here once before, by Pesach. There are people that are even amazing. There are people that are machma on Pesach, they will not bite into a double chorif if they've got either fake teeth or they've got fillings. Why? Because the fillings and the fake teeth are buleya from hummus. From all different zachen during the year, we may have bite into the machadishla. Okay, this is the shayla of Pesach that we're not going into right now. A fellow comes over to me on a Shabbos morning with a shayla bust of a challah. I have to tell you, this is very rare. How many times I get a shayla bust of a challah on a Shabbos morning? Who's cooking on Shabbos? What's going on? The fellow tells me like this: he just chapped, right? He just chapped now that his ganze chunt, meister shahod, the whole chunt that he had was made with onions that were cut with a milchig knife. What's that lot of the chunt now? The other night, after Asa heard he's chunt on Shabbos kodesh, nishta pashat zach. This is a posh desach. The idea of the children, the shayla, no, it's a big shayla. The ma'aseh, what do we do? So the shayla is, ein ben yoma, we can be making from all sorts of things. There was shishim. Was this a shishim? We revive a shishim and the children can get the onions. So can we be making or not? So the ma'aseh, shishim is mutter. The shayla is also the onions. We can be able to hold the onions or take them out. It's a shaila from Boru now, right? If it's not a shaila from Boru, because everyone's going to wrong. If it's us, it's not Be'etzim, I don't want it. Maybe it's not absurd. Oh, but a kaponim, k'deigah paskin, the shaila, you have to take a diamond. L'maitu paskin nishtazot, the shachim simitzali dalet, the taz, the yoridei simitzali zayin, the primogodim simitzali hei, tells us that you don't have to take out the onions, cold man, it was bottled b'shishit. Mamash, to finish off a couple more shaila, is like this. On a chopping board, if you take an onion with the power of a knife, and you cut it on a fleischige chopping board. So again, was this chopping board ever used with hot fleisch? If yes, then you got a problem. The thin marisham, the thin hotmus odom, the ganze onion becomes milchik or fleischig, whatever the chopping board, whatever the plate is. Because again, it's the ducha that you're going down is being most of the time. The meisa most times for the evid, you can always be makel over there. Two large shilas over here is a shilah with a blender. Famous shilah with a blender. What are you doing? This is, people didn't even chat this to shilah. Remember when I gave shit to the noshim? I spoke out the shilah that opened mubish went back. What's going on? We all have to cash all our blenders. What's the shilah? Push it. The shilah is you cut your onion, fleischiger, making kegel for Shabbos. No, you make kegel for Shabbos, everything's fleischig, my baya. So I cut my onion with a fleischiger knife, and then put it into my blender. Now the shilah is, what's in my blender? Does a dollar chorek only be, there's only absorbed tam, or there's also maflit the tam that it has inside of it there? So then we're going to vomit them and talk on other paskins that are vada. We don't say nut by nut by double chorek. We made the paskin, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Simchat Torah, and other. Your blender is not fleischig. The other paskin that have been oiz and other gedolei paskin, the Chavos Das and whatever, they're cholik on it. The halacha, the Chachmas Odom, and the Mishnah Berurah are machme. We made your blender has become fleischig. My nafgamina. Next time for Shalishit, it's Malav Malka. I want to make a cucumber salad with onions. I'm eating some with cheese. It's a big bayah. Memela, again, Mishnah Berurah and Chachmas Odom are machme. A lot of times you can be makel. I normally tell people it's such a simple thing to take the blade, put it into boiling water, get into the ganze mice, and now it's pyrav again. So aval lechatchila, that's the best thing to do over there. Busy evidence, you can always make an afidu without hagolis kalim. Liquid chorin, chrein. How many people thought about this? Chrein, for example, is a double chorin. That's posh, right? The maestri, you take a fleisch sugar spoon, Friday night, you put the fleisch sugar spoon inside the chrein over there. Now, there's a ganze big arichis in there. You chew it 6 minutes or 18 minutes. The maestri, if the spoon remains in there for 18 minutes, and this was a spoon that touched hot fleisch once in its life, afidu is an ein ben yoma. The ganze chrein that you have over here has got a din of fleischiger chrein. You go to put it back, you need to with fish later, fish on the sheeters, whatever it may be. You have to realize that the shine over there. Dov chorev by cooking is the same thing as well. If you cook a dov chorev in a fleischiger pan, if it is an ein ben yoma, it's going to be machal shvach, the thyme and the onion, and therefore you have to know if you mix it with the wrong kalim, what do you do over there? Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go into halachos of ovens, gases, and steam.